And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. Today in the news, after the COVID-19 pandemic, markets will likely see extremes. And whether it will be deflation, inflation, or both, gold prices stand to benefit, according to the World Gold Council, reports Kitco. World Gold Council head of research Juan Carlos Artigas says gold historically tends to outperform other assets in periods of high inflation. In deflationary periods, cash tends to be useful, and although gold is not a currency itself, it functions as a de facto currency, preserving capital. What will keep gold supported this year? Artigas highlighted four drivers: economic expansion, uncertainty, opportunity cost, and momentum. Well, the U.S. dollar's crash has only just begun, writes Stephen Roach at Bloomberg. There are three main reasons, he says. The dollar will fall by 35% by the end of 2021. Number one, a sharp widening of the U.S. current account deficit. Number two, the rise of the euro. And number three, a Federal Reserve that would do little in response to any weakness in the greenback. A still raging pandemic and economy on the brink of a double-dip recession leaves the Biden administration with no choice other than to opt for massive fiscal relief. For saving short America, that spells a weaker dollar. There are many individuals in the market today who've never been through an actual bear market. These events, while painful, are necessary to reset the table for outsized market returns in the future. Without such an event, it's highly likely the next decade will foil most financial plans, reports Zero Hedge. The more risk that is taken in a portfolio, the greater the destruction of the capital when the reversal comes. Currently, there's a whole generation of investors who will have to learn this lesson the hard way. And lastly, the astonishing destructiveness of lockdowns might be coming to an end, writes John Tucker at AIER. It's truly been a remarkable week. Restrictions are being loosened or going away. We're finally getting some truth about the carnage. We're even starting to see some of the elected officials being honest with us. Massachusetts Governor Charles Baker, whose pandemic management has wrecked so many businesses in his state, has decided it's time to open restaurants and businesses. The same is happening in many other states. CNN has removed the death tracker from its main page, and the New York Times has reported a 33% decline in new cases in the last 2 weeks. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a good day to do it today.